Mobile business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all declining right now. We have got 13 minutes to go ahead of the close on this Monday, Cyber Monday. Stocks pulling back from records as investors speculate that gains sparked by expectations for brisker economic growth under a new administration went too far too quickly. Right now, the S&P 500 index down 11 to 2202, a drop there of 0.5%. Dow Industrials down 53, a drop of 0.3%. NASDAQ is down 29, a drop of 0.5%. Gold up 13.10 the ounce, advancing 1.1% to 11.91 the ounce. And crude oil West Texas Intermediate up 80 cents a barrel, 46.86. That is a gain of 1.7%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Many thanks, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. It is time for the Bloomberg ETF Report, brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Here is Bloomberg's Catherine Cowdery.
Janus Capital Group has launched its first actively managed bond fund, and it isn't being run by Bill Gross. Here's Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas.
We all thought that when Bill Gross went to Janus, that one of the first things Janus would do would be come out with a Bill Gross ETF, because the ETF he ran under, at PIMCO, was the largest actively managed ETF at one point. It was a cash machine. But they have not done it.
The new actively managed product is a Janus Short Duration Income ETF. Balchunas says this is one of the areas in actively managed ETFs that's done well.
Short duration bond active funds have about $8 billion in assets. There's some big ones. Mint and NEAR are the two tickers for the big ones. What it really aims to do is it's trying to serve an audience who's looking for something that's safe and secure, preserve your principal, like a money market fund, but takes a few extra bets, gives it a little kick.
Janus's new ETF trades under the ticker VNLA. It has $25 million in total assets and an expense ratio of 35 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Carol Messer and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
Right, when you think cloud computing, the company you think about first might be Rackspace, might be Six Flags. Actually, probably wasn't Six Flags. Sean Anderson joined us right now, Director of Interactive and Mobile Services at Six Flags. Glad to have you here at this big event, Rackspace, hosting here in Las Vegas. And I wonder, for you, I mean, you're the perfect guest here, because I think that people know what Six Flags is, they think, and they don't think about your computing infrastructure that underlies that. What is that?
So the computing infrastructure at Six Flags is very transparent to the guest, and we try to make it that way because it's all about the guest experience, and doing a solid job every day is getting a guest through the doors and also getting their making sure their credit cards go through without a problem. And with that, we always need resiliency and high uptime. And so our computing infrastructure is both on-premise and in the cloud.
Is it just about transacting computer credit card charges, or is it more than that?
It's more. It's looking at the data that comes across from your ticket. So when you scan the ticket and you come through the door, or if you're a pass holder, we need your biometric scan so that we know that you've entered into the park. So your thumb goes down. We know that it's you, Sean Anderson, and you're entering into the park. And therefore, now I can take advantage of some deals and offers that are specific to me, such as my meal pass. So now I can activate certain components that become available.
How is, working with the cloud, working with Rackspace, kind of changed things from what you guys used to do in the past?
Sure, it's been amazing. It's one of those relationships we started about 10 years ago where we were just looking for pure web hosting. We needed to serve a small website at the time, and it was generating about $50 million in revenue. And at that time, it needed to be up, but it wasn't a core function of the business. Fast forward 10 years to today, and that's 10x and many more servers behind and powering that infrastructure. And it takes a company like Rackspace to not only help us scale it, but also understand and look at our our needs going forward. So one of the things that hits us every year is our Labor Day sales. And they know this, and they kind of anticipate and help work with us to make sure that the servers are not only available and that the cloud infrastructure is available for the high load and the traffic, but are we doing things right at all levels, from the networking layer all the way through the traffic to the analysis. And that's one of the best things about Rackspace.
And presumably they're also turning you out of the sort of latest, greatest in data analysis and potential changes in business practice.
Yes. They guide us into the right technologies. Just because something might be new, like Docker, where they're very, very close with advanced technologies. And they're also understanding that what is mission critical and needs to be up all the time and can be serviced and supported, and also matches with what we do internally with the knowledge that we have in our own skill set at the organization.
What makes you nervous about the cloud?
Well, you know, what makes you nervous, I think, is going at it alone. And a lot of companies and a lot of colleagues of mine always feel that, where do I turn first? Do I go all into one particular vendor, or do I work with multiple companies? For me, it's been very easy because I look at a partner like Rackspace who can guide me. They work with both Amazon, but they also work with Microsoft. And then, of course, they have their own infrastructure. So they're not looking to put me into the best hole. They're looking at my problem, and they're trying to figure out exactly where it should go within the best cloud infrastructure that's out there.
Tell me something you guys are doing that's not that you wouldn't have been able to do if you didn't know this cloud infrastructure.
Well, definitely from a scaling capacity. We have data centers that are located at all of our parks, as well as a central data center in Texas. And one of the biggest components that we always see is that having a crush of people at a very small window of our operating calendar is critical, and we have to serve that and have to scale accordingly. And for us to keep that same infrastructure running in January doesn't make a lot of sense. So there's an example where we need to have the scalability at those high bursts, but also to be looking at it from a seasonal perspective to scale back our infrastructure and then move components up as we add mobile applications. Now we're adding mapping to our mobile app. So there's new demands within the maps and rebuilding a mapping infrastructure where you're designing every little tile that comes up.
So what happens on the map? So I'm at a Six Flags. I've got. Yeah. I'm a regular customer. I've got the map.
Yep.
I'm up there.
You got the mobile app. Yeah. Excellent. First thing you do, download it before you get to the park or you're at the park. And the key for us is that we understand which park you're at. So we're going to serve you the map and only the data for that particular park. We're going to look at your season pass membership, and we'll bring in all the benefits. But what it's also doing is looking at exactly where are those map tiles. Because we're, in a sense, recreating Google Maps. We looked at Google Maps, we looked at Apple Maps, and figuring out by doing it ourselves would be a lot more efficient. We can actually customize it, design it, and then most importantly help have customers like Rackspace help us scale it quickly.
Hey, Sean, what is it, you know, I kind of brought this up earlier, for I thought, you know, people who maybe aren't, we've got a smart audience, but maybe they're not so familiar with kind of, yeah, we know what the cloud is, but what it really can enable a company to do. I mean, what is it that you think kind of our listeners need to understand about the cloud's potential and what it enables a company like Six Flags to do today and maybe do in the future?
So we look at it as, for a company like Six Flags, we look at it as a way to expand our developments that have challenges. We have a finite amount of time. We have a finite amount of resources in our organization. And defining and carving that up into the tasks that we have to do today is overwhelming. And when we look to do a process a little bit better or more efficiently, you know, we look at saying, can a company like Rackspace help us scale it into the Amazon infrastructure? And for one particular case, we did this just recently, where a company of a time and labor management system that we work with. So we have about 45,000 seasonal employees across North America. And they need to come in and log in their hours and operations. And so when they do that, they're coming into a system that is powered by Amazon. So before we actually implemented that system within Six Flags, we said, how can Rackspace help us build that from scratch with the right security model, the right governance model, and most importantly, get it up and keep it up all the time in monitoring model. So for us, we look at them as an extension of our resources, as a way to look at the cloud, say, how can it extend what we already do today in a secure and reliable manner?
It's interesting. I wait for the day that companies like yours, and it sounds like you're already doing that, where you recognize there's stuff that you can do that you never did before because you don't, because you've got the help from Rackspace or the likes of Rackspace, yeah, because you don't have that sort of build to peak capacity expense, yeah, and then you can try doing something in business you've never done before. And I think we're just getting to that with companies like, sure, Six Flags.
Yeah, and data analysis. So we crunch a tremendous amount of data, and we do a lot of that right now on premise.
How do you know what you're looking for?
Well, it's very seasonal, so we look year over year. We also look at market trends as to what are customers doing today versus what were they were doing 5 years ago, or actually just what were they doing last year, this time period. We're a very regional, we're the world's largest regional theme park. So for us, we're not competing with the Disneys and the destination sides. So we're looking at people who are basically taking time out of their day and trying to bring them into the Six Flags.
So they're in market, you just need to get them across the street.
Exactly.
Really interesting stuff. Great business, right, Carol? Just fascinating.
Yeah, very cool.
Sean Anderson, Director of Interactive Mobile Services at Six Flags Entertainment. Glad to have you here. It's really interesting stuff you're doing, and stuff you're doing with Rackspace in particular. Yeah. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson here in Las Vegas. Carol Masser in New York. This is Bloomberg.